What's in the basket?
What's in the basket?
Right before the murder, some of the tenants claim to have heard noises coming from this room. Like someone on a rampage.
What's in the basket? Easter eggs?
You're that kid Needleman warned me about. The Bradley boy. The freak we separated.
He likes dark. He doesn't like to be seen. Not even by me sometimes. And you know what else? He talks to me. Up here. Without words. I just hear him whispering in my brain.
What's in the basket?
My brother.
Your brother!
Welcome to another special commentary episode of the Gore Press Gorecast.
Very last minute one.
Yeah, so I'm down visiting Sarah again, and I've got a computer and stuff. And so we had some beers and then decided we'd watch a film and talk about it. We spent ages agonising about something that was... That was good, both good and shit enough for us to watch.
That we'd seen enough.
That we'd seen enough that we could talk about.
Yeah.
And eventually we decided to go with Frank Henenlotter's New York grindhousey classic Basket Case. So we're going to watch that and talk about that. And Matt's here too.
Well, probably won't be piping up too much this time.
Maybe he'll get really drunk like last time. And then
we can only hope.
We can only hope. So, yeah, we're doing that. The version of Basket Case we're watching is...
The Something Weird video one. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's the same, because I don't think it was ever caught or anything, was it? So, if you're playing along at home, press play soon. Now. Play now. Play. It's playing. And on that note, I'm going to get another beer. So, feel free to van.
I'm not filling time while you get a beer.
Does your fridge not have a light?
Does my fridge not have a light? My fridge does have a light.
Is it not working?
Did you break it?
I just opened the fridge and there was no light.
Is
there a delay?
There is.
I was too speedy with the getting the beer. So, I like this film a lot.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Good. As do I. Like I just said a minute ago.
We don't agree very often.
We don't. I think we agree more often than we like to admit.
I don't.
How contrary of you, Sarah. I remember this part.
It's been a long time since I've seen this, actually. A good few years.
I don't remember this part at all. I mean, it's not been that long. Maybe 2 years.
Well, it's been longer than that for me. Maybe 4 or 5 years.
Hmm. I do really enjoy the films of Frank Henenlotter. Have you ever got a favourite?
I really like Brain Damage.
I like Brain Damage a lot too. It's not one of the ones I sort of default to though.
No, I seem to be alone in that theory.
Mm.
But I really like it. I like Aylmer and the guy who does Aylmer's voice, John Zachary? I think he's...
He was some sort of DJ or something, wasn't he?
I love his voice. It's fantastic.
I like Frankenhooker. I think Frankenhooker is probably my favourite.
I think we were talking about Arrow re-releases recently, weren't we?
We were.
I think they've just done a re-release of that.
If they haven't,
yeah.
Oh, really?
If they haven't, they're going to. So that'd be quite interesting.
Definitely would be. Because, I mean, the DVD that's out, at least on Region 2, is pretty bare bones, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think there's any extras on mine.
I think we've got the same one as well.
Yeah.
Well, mine's so scratched from just watching it too much. I don't remember any of this.
Oh God, no! No!
Have you not got some weird alternate cuts?
No, I've seen this before. Oh, and I've never watched. No, I've never. I just had to take the plastic off that. I've never watched this version.
Get out or I'll shoot!
This particular DVD. And I remember this.
Maybe I'm just being dumb.
Probably. Well, we've got a quiet one, which we went through the films we almost chose.
Yeah, yeah. Neat effects.
That's quite good.
So what we're gonna, we thought a little bit about doing Child's Play.
Yeah.
We touched on the stuff.
I would have liked to do that.
I would like
still
to
like to do that.
We could do that.
Michael Moriarty.
Yeah. You do love Michael Moriarty.
I do.
Is the stuff racist?
Mm-hmm. With its chocolate sensitive racial portrayals of characters like Chocolate Chip Charlie, I'll say it's racist, yeah. Little bit.
Spent a lot of time thinking about whether chocolate chip Charlie was racist or not. But he made ice cream. He put chocolate chips in said ice cream.
Yeah.
But like, if I put like vanilla in all my milkshakes, you could call me Vanilla Jamie. I wouldn't be racist.
I'm not gonna start calling you that. That's what you're hinting at.
Why wouldn't you call me Vanilla Jamie?
You were the one who said it. I might now, if it's going to piss you off.
Vanilla Jamie.
It's a bit of a mouthful. It's not going to catch on. Oh, dear.
Yes. So, we're seeing lots of shots in New York right now.
And a man with a very nice tan.
Yeah. And a hotel, Josh Brolin.
It's not even that funny. Why am I laughing?
Because everything is saying is comedy gold.
He yelled a cab. When it pulled up to the
curb,
he jumped in front of us.
Get out of here. He's the best actor in the world. I'd like a room. For how long? Well, I'm not sure. A couple hours, a couple of years. What? Give me a
minute.
A few days?
Yeah.
You by yourself?
Yes, alone. By myself.
Without my brother. He's in a basket. I mean, he's not in a basket.
Spoilers.
20 bucks a night. Oh. Okay. And if you pay by the day,
let's all just stop now.
So, what's in the basket?
I don't know.
I've never seen this before.
Why not?
It's something. Is it? He's got a suitcase in the basket. That's why it's called basket case.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a suitcase that's full of baskets.
Yeah, that's probably it. We should maybe stop doing these after drinking.
I think we can drink more.
Maybe we should do a sober podcast one day. See how that works out.
Why would we ever do that? I wonder how much money he's actually got there.
That guy's got the most feminine hands.
Why would he count out loads of 50s to get to one 50?
It's so that we, the audience, know how much money he has.
Did you see that?
We saw that.
We did.
Well, we were all watching, don't worry. He's just there to make sure you're paying attention.
Is there not something like less conspicuous he could have carried around?
Like what?
I mean, they'd have to change the title, obviously.
Like a bowling bag. Bowling bag case.
No, just bowling bag.
Or like a golf caddy thing.
Yeah, that's not less conspicuous, actually.
Conspicuous.
Oh, God.
What's less conspicuous? Belial's quite big. Whoever Belial might be. Whatever's in the basket.
This I think we can drop that now.
I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
Maybe like an actual suitcase? Because who carries that around as luggage?
That'd be a rubbish film. suitcase case. Her legs play jazz.
That's weird.
She's got jazz legs. That's probably the place I would leave. In that situation.
We should probably talk a bit more, just in the event that people aren't actually watching the film.
Yeah, okay. Do you remember the first time when you saw this and that?
Worst sentence ever!
Your sentence is the worst ever sentence.
No, I don't. I don't know. Maybe about 6 years ago? It wasn't that long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember owning it on VHS.
Old school.
Of course.
He's still on VHS tapes, though.
I've not got that many now. I've only got, like, maybe 20.
I've got none.
I lost a lot of mine when I... Just through moving.
Stay put, then.
I don't want to.
Stop being a nomad.
A gonad.
That too.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. They're already gone. I'm down to, like, Enemy Mine, some terrible canon action films, and House of the Devil. Ugh. Do you think Belial has some sort of problem with... Obviously not. I was going to say, with carbs. But the first one, he didn't want the bun. But the second two, he got the bun.
He just wiped his hands on the sheet. That's all grotty.
Have you seen the room?
It's grottier now.
Yeah. Yeah, Frank and Ella is good, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so, largely.
You didn't like Bad Biology, did you?
I will be honest and say I haven't seen it still.
Have you still not seen it?
Because I know a lot of people who have seen it and told me it was awful. So I've been putting
but
it
But I
off.
Told you it was really good.
Yeah, you did.
How many films are about a disembodied penis that goes out fucking porn stars? Two.
Two that I can think of, yes. Yes. That's it.
But only one of those films is that penis Ron Jeremy's, and it's not Bad Biology. That was one that we almost covered tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either. I've had it for like 2 years. I've not seen it.
I like One Eyed Monster.
Yeah, Bad Biology got us a lot of hits on the site, though.
Yeah, but not...
People searching Insane Vagina.
Insane Vagina.
I can only hope they were searching for Bad Biology, because otherwise I'm not sure where that would lead. I don't know, actually, whether I'm more troubled that led to Gore Press, or that people searched it at all.
What was the vampire one that people searched for?
Something movie about vampires in charge. It was funnier at the time.
It was.
I think it was Daybreakers.
Yeah. It was definitely Daybreakers. Right. Yeah. We've been through this before, you know. Look, I'm not going to stay up half the night talking. It's 3:30 in the morning. Go back to sleep. He's quite awake, considering he just woke up.
I'm
not going to debate this. Tonight. He's an amazing actor.
I think so. What's he done since?
He was in... Brain Damage.
For a minute.
He's only in Brain Damage for a second. He's on the subway when whatever the dude is called, where he's got Elmer on his neck and he's on the subway. There's him in the background holding a basket. But in answer to your question, there's the Twin Towers.
Not anymore.
Well, they're still there.
They're there now, but not anymore.
But they're there, I can see them. This is live, isn't it?
This is not a documentary.
Back to the hotel, Josh Brolin. James Brolin this time. He's moved up or down. Which one's better, James or Josh?
I don't know, James. I'm going to say.
Which one's which?
Josh is the younger one, right?
Yeah, Josh was Butch, wasn't he? In W.
I want to say yes.
We'll say it then.
Yes.
No, she's
the best actress ever.
She got nominated for an Oscar for this film.
Did she?
Yeah, it was that for the score, though.
That's me. For the jazz legs.
What does that sign say? No fumes.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Are you allowed fumes? But
no.
Like, a singular fume is off limits.
Plural is okay.
Yeah.
Just a one-off.
Like the opposite
like
of that gag
really
in The Simpsons.
What?
The No Homers Club. But you've got Homer, what's his name? It says No Homers.
Yeah.
But the opposite of that.
Yeah.
She kind of reminds me. This might be vaguely insulting. Of our friend Callie.
Really?
A little bit.
I don't see it.
Not like in looks, because obviously. Well, obviously. But,
obviously, nothing alike.
Yeah. But, like, not completely not alike. They both got that sort of weird 50s y thing.
Maybe.
But, yeah, there's just something about the way...
I think we've laboured too long on this already about somebody that people won't know.
You know, listeners. You know Callie, right? She makes the hats. She does make the hats. Yeah.
You should probably plug the website, won't
it? I don't know what it is. Do you? Is it Sugar and Vice Design stuff?
No, it's not.
Go there and buy Callie's hats. Or, like, jewellery or whatever. I'm sorry, Callie. You're not going to listen to this. Because you don't give a shit.
So you think, like, a big backpack would have done instead? And would have been less cumbersome for him to carry around.
But
well.
You couldn't call it, like,
big
duffel
bag.
You could.
Well,
be sure it's the second
time you gave me the wrong
description. The basket case, it's got a dual meaning. Because not
so
only...
So do you think they came up with the name first? They went, oh, yeah, we'll have him in a basket. That'll make sense.
Yeah, possibly.
Rather than let's call it basket case, have him in a duffel bag.
Yeah. Basket case, right. Duffel nutter. I don't know. I don't really know what else you could call it.
Okay, this is the one. Right. That woman's wig is quite obvious.
It's obvious that it's an amazing wig, yeah.
But on the back of the DVD, it does say something about...
That it's all her real hair.
When Dwayne gets romantically sidetracked by the sexy wig-wearing receptionist... Is that a piss take? Because it's kind of, the back is kind of tongue in cheek.
Well,
or are
something
we supposed
weird
to
are
know?
Always tongue in cheeky.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's what I mean. Bit, are we?
Maybe they're sort of retconning it. So like, oh, she's sexy and she's wearing a wig. And I just thought, I figured that was your toolbox or something. Dr. Needleman's an old friend of the family. Is there any chance I could see him without an appointment? He'd tell you no.
friend of the family or not. But as you can see, we have hundreds
of
patients
waiting
to see him.
Do you think she's sexy?
She's definitely wig-wearing. I'll give her that much.
50% of that description.
Mm.
You're next.
Matt.
Thanks.
What's your name?
I'm not saying that I would say no.
I want to surprise him. And
that wasn't the question, though. Is she sexy? Right.
Put down like
not how low are your standards right now.
He'll appreciate this. He's a million laughs. Okay, and you fill out the rest.
No, she's not sexy. She's got a sort of girl next door in a wig charm.
What's in the basket? Easter eggs?
Yes. Actually, the DVD Easter eggs are in the basket. If you click on the basket, then it takes you to a menu where you can access all the special features, including a deleted scene where Belial's in a duffel bag.
Well, what about Radio City Music Hall or the UN? Had time for them?
No.
Oh, what about the World Trade Towers?
Anymore.
Or the
telecom?
I don't want to, but
the cloisters, Skirmish Chinese.
It's just that I don't know where anything is.
Well, if you need a tour guide, I'd be happy to volunteer.
If you need a tour guide, I'd be happy to put on more eyeshadow.
I don't think that's possible, is it?
I love New York.
Not on her eyes, anyway.
She's kind of dressed like someone out of Devo as well.
Oh, that's actually making me feel a bit sick.
What?
I hate watching people eat.
Smith. Why?
It's grim.
Why is it grim? I had to watch him eat before.
He's talking with his mouth full. You didn't have to.
Dude, you forced me to watch you.
When was that?
Well, why don't you put whatever that is down, take off your shirt, step in there, have a seat.
Whatever that is, it's clearly a basket. I was a bit slow on the old uptake there, but it's definitely a basket.
So, sorry. 20 minutes in, we have ascertained that that is definitely a basket.
Definitely not a duffel bag. She just put plasticine all down my side.
So, what did he
give you,
48
hours to live? No, he just had a nice chat.
Was he surprised? Oh, yeah. Very. Anyway, getting back to what we were talking about
before, I get off here tonight at 7. Hint, hint.
I'm
supposed
to
say
it.
Soft
word,
if
he says it.
Not tonight.
Can't say I didn't try.
Bit too hard. So furtive.
He is.
Don't ring it. That's what you're thinking.
How would I ring 233 3000? It's so many too many numbers.
Who? The doctor?
What? Too many numbers.
233 3000.
Yeah.
Too many numbers. Without, like, assuming that there's an error code before it.
Right.
It's one too many numbers.
So where is it?
Because without telling me what your landline number is, count out the digits after the area code.
Six numbers, but my parents at North, the area code is four digits and the number was seven.
But that extra digit is part of the area code.
No, it's not.
It is.
Uh-oh.
You heard?
No.
Definitely is.
Yeah.
You're so wrong. On a million levels.
On a million levels?
Yeah.
No.
You're so wrong, you're past the kill screen.
Oh,
That was a Donkey Kong joke that I made then.
I'm shaking my head.
I know you are.
I still can't see it.
Why are you shaking your head in such a disgusting manner?
Dearsley disapproves.
Dear approves.
Dearsley. That wasn't there this time you came around, was it?
It wasn't, no. Is it real? Is it real plastic?
It's metal. No,
that was a visual gag, but the audience isn't privy to
it. It wasn't much of a gag at all, anyway. You were just about shit a break, weren't you? He decided to look in a basket, and that was there. Which bit? Well, people haven't seen it.
People know.
No one's listened to us
talk about anything that hasn't seen the film.
I'd imagine very few people would listen to us talk about anything anyway.
It's true. Well, yeah, I agree.
I wouldn't.
I listen to you, and you might listen to me. And then
I don't even listen to our own podcasts back.
Well, why would you? But you'd have to face your cackle head on.
Oh, seriously. Do I really cackle?
Not in a bad way. Do you remember?
There's no good way to cackle.
Do you remember there was a TV show on ITV?
If this alludes to witches in any way, I'm going to
okay,
smack you upside the head. Were you going to say something about Sabrina?
No.
Just the ITV thing.
What was the one with that? Right, this is completely unrelated now, but I need to know. There was a witch and she was called Teabag. And she had a little friend who was called T-Shirt. And it was,
you're making this up.
And it was all tea related. There was all tea-related names and one of them was a witch.
You're making that up?
No, I'm not.
I remember Wizardora.
Well, she's not a witch, she's a Wizardora.
Oh, now I've got this song in my head.
Sing it.
No.
Come on, I don't know how it goes.
You do.
Wizardora, something, something, a planetarium. Is that how it went?
No.
If I'd have written it, that's how it would have gone.
It's a good job you didn't.
Why? I think my
now
most...
I've got the whiz bit theme tune in my head.
That's nothing to do with me. It's not my fault you got it. Some sort of ADD theme tune brain.
Oh, I hate whiz bit.
I don't know what whiz bit is.
You're probably too young. It was like some... What?
I forgot you were way older than me.
It was some kids' TV show with this... You weren't to call me again, ever. ...character called Wizbit. It was Paul Daniels.
Oh, fuck Paul Daniels.
Exactly. And some character that was basically a yellow triangle called Wizbit.
Why was he a yellow triangle?
Really?
About 20 years old. Using a phony name. And nothing's wrong with that. He's from Glens Falls, and he has a deep scar running down his right side.
Oh, please, Harold, so he's been there now.
Mm.
Right.
What he said about Lipland. I've been trying to get him.
What was Wizardora? Was that a cartoon?
No. It was a kids' show. But live action.
Calm down now, Harold.
I can't
do a search for this teabag thing as well.
I think you've made that up.
I didn't make it up.
I think you did make it up. Neither of us have ever been in Glens Falls. But one of us wants to get back to her dinner. Good night.
Sorry about that, Petals. Now,
quick break in the programming.
Yeah.
The Wizbit theme tune.
End credits. All new Wizbit.
No. This just was a nightmare.
I hope we find Wizardora, and it's like Wizardora. Something, something in a planetarium.
It's not. I know it goes something with Isadora, we adore her, or something.
That's... What? I don't understand what this is. What's going on?
Wizbit!
What? Is he a wizard hat? Is that what he's meant to be?
Yeah.
Right, burn this. I need it to be gone.
So something about Teabag the Witch.
So just don't put it in YouTube. Search for it in the search land.
I think you've made it up. We should be watching the film, really. This is good.
You can Google in there.
I can't do it.
I've been trying to teach Sarah how to sort of competently use the internet for a really long time.
I'm too old.
But you're You're effectively typing Google into Google at this point.
That's how you break the internet.
Don't come with your IT crowd bullshit.
I know I can use that. I just always forget it's there. But that's just the URL.
No, it's fine.
How do I put search terms in there?
Try it.
I'll take your word for it.
Right, go on. Teabag witch BBC or something.
If I type in teabag witch into Google, I don't want to know what I'm going to find. Don't do an image search. Please don't do an image search.
Teabag.
You've made it up. It's not even prompting you.
Teabag is a witch-like character that appeared in a number of television programmes. Come on.
94 episodes? What? An evil witch who depended on cups of tea.
Served by her loyal... What does that say? Loyal servant T-shirt.
I depend on cups of tea.
Go on. Click it. Click her eyes.
Click her eyes? That's not a word.
It is now. Yeah.
It's a film on.
He's there.
Still there with his basket.
He is there with his basket. Have you clicked it right?
I clicked it! Oh my god. Grim.
Has he got...
It's gone all sedimenty.
No. Oh.
My beer. By the way. It's not working.
You're not working.
I clicked it. It's doing something. See, problem loading page.
Try the wiki one. The wiki Wild Wild West one.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
You're the worst thing I've ever heard. This whole...
Don't you dare! That's for Teabag from Prison Break. And yet... Oh no. There's a picture of... What is that? Is that what you remember? Orphan Annie and some...
No.
Grinning shit with a sideways cap.
You're a grinning shit. Look. Look.
Tallulah bag.
And then Tabitha bag. Go up. Up skis.
That is up skis. That's the top.
Teabag is a witch-like character. Blah blah blah. Each series had a different title and featured blah 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 blahs. See? I told you. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks shit. Teabag and the Sunstones of Montezuma.
Yeah? That sounds as good as any of the films that we'd normally watch.
True.
They made
on DVD?
Of course it is. They made a reunion documentary. I'm going to buy that. Illegally downloading it on the internet.
Reception. Described by The Guardian as time travel drama somewhere between Doctor Who and Blackadder.
There you go.
What? Between Doctor Who and Blackadder?
Depends which Doctor Who.
I don't trust The Guardian.
Why not?
Because I'm not a bleeding art liberal.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're just going to take a podcast break to check your emails.
I'm not taking a break. I'm watching it. Look, Belial. Oh my god.
Oh, was he in the basket all this time?
It wasn't Easter eggs.
It wasn't. Or even tools. Or even suitcases. Belial's a kind of an ugly chap, isn't he?
You could say that, yeah. He's not a looker.
He's got super strength though, considering his meagre size.
Yeah.
I wonder how we got that.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. On your Facebook, which I'll check in the middle of the podcast.
What Frank Animals is there? So
it's totally relevant.
It's topical. I was actually going to show you something that Frank Animals posted the other day, which was a Belial tattoo. So it is completely relevant.
Yeah, it's really good for our listeners to hear us look at a picture.
As opposed to talking about Teabag the Witch.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of good.
I love it.
It's kind of bad.
I love it.
But it's
Why is it bad?
Because it looks like
a... Belial.
Yeah. Do you notice that Belial seems to change size?
I hadn't noticed. Why?
Because he does.
Does he?
Well, I think so. I mean, that's the hotel Josh brought me. God.
Back to Josh.
Yeah.
Or James, I've decided.
Are there any other Brolins?
Not that I know of. I know of Josh and James.
There's got to be another one. Because he's got a mum somewhere. Everyone's got a mum.
I tell Mrs. Brolin then.
Yeah. Just pop Brolin in.
I want to.
Do it.
I am.
Brolin.
Hate his face.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
Diane Lane.
AKA Diane Brolin.
Dave Brolin. Ronnie Brolin.
I don't see any reason why you need to come with me today. I'm just going to Case Cutter's apartment.
Spouse, Josh.
Marriage.
She's married to Josh Brolin, the young one.
Yeah.
Which one's Diane Lane?
Not that young, no.
What's Diane Lane in? Did I see her in something recently? I'm asking you if I saw her in something recently. Tell me. Tell me if I saw her in something recently. Go scoot down. Keep scooting.
You're a bossy.
Scoot more.
Scoot. I'm doing.
Continue. Oh, I watched Rumblefish. She plays Rusty James's girlfriend, and then later on, spoiler alert, Nicolas Cage's girlfriend.
See, he's not that young.
He's quite handsome, though, isn't he?
1968, is he?
Is he not?
I think so. He's not unattractive. I suppose he's quite handsome.
Alright, change the story now.
Not my type.
So he was George W. Bush in the George W. Bush film that was called W. Ugh. Oh no, really?
Mm.
Is he going to be old boy?
Sorry. It's
Johnny Hex. He's in Men in Black 3. As a young Tommy Lee Jones, I can totally see that.
That was a rare thrill. Every time the wind blew, I thought it was going to collapse.
Thought your wig was going to fly off.
Right, here's a question about Men in Black, right?
Mm.
If everyone's called Agent and the first letter of their name, does that mean that there's only 26 agents?
You dummy! I suggest that you go to the city for the same reason you will.
Because you've got Agent... whatever Will Smith is.
Mm.
You've got Agent K, I assume, which is Tommy Lee Jones.
Not Will Smith.
You've got Agent T, who is Patrick Warburton in the second one.
Right.
So I assume, and like Will Smith's name started with whatever letter Will Smith's name became.
With.
Yeah. What you said, but less confusing.
Go on.
Yeah, that.
That was just the most garbled crap ever.
You're the most garbled crap ever.
Oh my god. That's... Oh dear. He doesn't like that. Paddy!
No, his name's Belial.
Tantrum, he's having a tantrum.
He is having a tantrum.
Proper throwing the toys out of the pram.
Proper throwing the light fixtures out of the basket. And there's not even
no fume.
The fume sign's been fixed as well. Wasn't it wonky before?
Yes.
No, it's not wonky. That's good. Good service. I love this bit.
Best stop motion ever. So why do you say he changes size? Is he smaller there? Bigger there?
I don't remember, but he seems to change size. He definitely changes size between the first one and the sequels.
Okay, what's your opinion of the sequels?
I've not seen the third one. I quite like the second one.
Well, to be honest...
Don't lie to me.
Duffel bag, Sam.
He's not in it, though. He's retrieving the bloodstained documentaries.
Isn't it?
Everyone is. This is what New Law was like in the 70s.
80s?
But this is
this was 82.
This is like a remnant of the 70s, though. This is like 70s New York.
But this was made in 1982.
Well.
And I was born in 1982. So you're saying I'm a remnant of the 70s.
You're a remnant in your 70s, pretty much. He's very self-aware.
He can't articulate himself very well.
No.
I get that he's pissed off.
He is pissed off. So he's articulating himself quite well then.
I suppose. I wouldn't say articulating. Expressing.
Where's the kid? Yeah. Well, no one came out of here. I've been standing here all the time. All the while it was being wrecked. Someone's got to be in here. Unless they climbed out the window. Because this just doesn't make any sense. Are you going to the Art Country tour? They're touring soon, very soon.
That's going to sound so random to everybody listening.
Alright, Sarah's got a big Art Country trio painting in her front room.
Matt did that.
But they're touring soon.
I know.
Why aren't you going?
Because
the new album was shit.
Yeah. The last two albums were shit.
I told you about the dream I had, where I was in the studio while they were recording Remains.
You didn't tell me that.
And it was shit. But how could it be in the studio?
Remains was alright.
But Remains wasn't a studio album. It was made up of like B-sides and stuff. So how could they be in the studio when they were recording?
It was a dream.
Yeah.
Don't read too much into it.
But yeah.
Yeah,
I like Remains. Remains was like the last really release and decent thing they released this month. You know?
Yeah.
Have you got the acoustic album? Is that out yet?
I don't know. Is it the acoustic album? The last one they brought out was kind of like a bunch of existing songs that they kind of reimagined.
Yeah, that'd be the acoustic-y one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It was acoustic but with drums and stuff.
That was just pointless. I've listened to it on Spotify. I don't own it.
Right. I've heard...
I still love their earlier stuff. I always will, I think. But just not a fan of the later stuff.
Were you sad about AFI splitting up?
No.
Why not?
Well...
Haven't you got an AFI tattoo?
No.
Why not?
I was never a massive AFI fan. I liked the early stuff.
You liked...
And then...
Who did you like more than AFI? You liked Count the Stars.
Who were Count the Stars?
I don't know. You had that CD. You lent it to me.
Did I?
And then I gave you back, and now I own it somehow.
You probably never gave it back, that's why.
I think I bought it.
I can't even remember who they are. No, I'm not bothered about AFI.
Did you watch... There is a film on, but did
there
you watch...
There is a film on, yeah.
Did you watch Tim Time Bomb's Punk Rock Theatre, whatever it was called?
No.
I saw the trailer. It looks fucking awful. But I'll probably watch it. Although, Tim Armstrong is basically just a massive cunt.
He just seems to be.
But it's got David Havoc in it. And
he just seems to have turned into Morrissey or is trying to.
Yeah. And Lars Fredriksson in it. And someone else. Other people are in it as well.
I think I know at least three people who've had sex with Lars Fredriksson.
Oh, God. I'm not one of them.
I just don't know why you would.
Well, I wouldn't. The logistics would be...
Would.
I wouldn't. The logistics are all over the place.
I'm not going to spend too much time thinking about that. Let's move on.
Who... No, I told you afterwards.
He's gone out the window.
Who was? Lars Fredriksson.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's who's in the basket.
Lars Fredriksson's in the basket.
That would make for quite an interesting film.
It would. They look about the same, don't they?
I'd say Lyle Blue is better.
With his little floppy nod. His little floppy, like, rape nod from later.
Oh, God, I'd forgotten about that bit. Oh, no. Oh.
That guy right there.
Is that the police that just stood idly by?
Yes.
More beer.
We'll get one then. Would you hold it a minute?
You live here?
Yes.
What's your name?
Dwayne Bradley.
How long have you been out, Dwayne?
Since this morning.
You have any pets? Any animals in there?
No, nothing. Why?
Well, one of your neighbors, Mr. Brian Mickey O'Donovan, was murdered a few hours ago. And we're just questioning everybody in the building.
Looks like kind of like...
No.
Like, if Borat was a blaxploitation film...
Oh my God. It really does.
Right before the murder, some of the tenants claim to have heard noises coming from this room. Like someone on a rampage. Any idea who it was?
No, I don't know. I was out.
What happened?
Well, you've ruined him for me now.
An accident happened last night. We went out for burgers, and we... No. Me. Just me.
And you don't own any pets?
No dogs or anything? No.
What's in the basket?
Nothing.
I love the way he says that.
Wait, where are you from?
Upstate, Glens Falls, upstate.
You always leave money lying around like that?
Huh? Oh, it must have fallen off the dresser.
And you've been out all day?
Yes, since around 9.
Alone or
with someone?
We're just watching at this point. We've run out of things to talk about that aren't related to the film. And therefore, we're just watching.
Just mesmerized by that guy's hair.
And look around. Would that be alright?
Sure.
Kind of looks like a female Blue Peter presenter from the 80s.
Who does? Oh, him.
Guy's hair.
Yeah, Kevin.
Not Borat.
No. BB.
Oh, now I've got that bloody song in my head again.
What song?
That Petey thingy.
Petey with straw. I can't believe that you're not more familiar with Rudy Ray Moore's back catalogue.
I'm not at all.
He's brilliant.
I do think I need to add that to my to-watch list, though.
You can get the Dolomite box set. Oh!
Are you crazy? You could have had us arrested!
What's in the toilet?
No, you
nothing.
Can't blame this on me. I didn't know
you were
what?
Easter eggs?
Wait a minute. Hold it. Alright.
Yeah, you can get the Dolomite box set for like maybe 30 quid.
Yes,
and there's like Dolomite, The Human Tornado, which is a sequel to Dolomite. Disco Godfather. Petey Wheatstraw. Two of his live stand-up DVDs and a documentary about him.
Is it
worth it?
Yeah, definitely. It's worth it just for those four films.
We didn't do anything. She just showed me around, that's all. I'm not deserting you. I just wanted some time for myself.
That guy's a really
Look,
bad actor.
I've helped you with everything so
Which
far,
one?
Comedy.
That's your idea. Coming to New York to get the other two was your idea.
He's like, do you know, like, when you see people pretending to have a phone conversation?
I'm not saying
that. And, like, you just know that they're... They just don't leave enough space.
To nothing.
Yeah, they don't leave enough space for the other person to talk.
All I'm saying is it's been your idea every
and that's,
step of the way.
That's how bad an actor he is. It would be boring if he just left a big space for this guy to have a diatribe.
Never desert you, not after all we've been through. You know that. We'll always be together.
Yeah. Would you?
Would I?
Her.
Would I? With her?
Yeah.
No.
I think she's been Lars Fredriksson in her. Right, Lars Fredriksson.
Less diseasey, probably.
Lars Fredriksson or her with Belials.
Well, I think you take death.
You can't take death.
Is that not
or death by Belial.
As opposed to death by Lars.
Yeah, that's like a slow...
That'd be slower and more gonorrhea.
You could die of gonorrhea. It just takes a really long time.
I didn't even drink.
That's obvious. You're not still upset about this afternoon, are you?
That isn't half of it.
Yeah, someone just died in my apartment, but I'm way over it.
And now this girl I've met.
Just a mere blip.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Tell you what. Why don't you and that
picnic basket of yours join me at the back table? I've got some heavy booze
into it. It
looks like you can use some good
company.
Come on.
Why would he take Belial to get drunk with him?
Because he doesn't want to leave him alone anymore. He might wreck his motel room again.
It's my brother! It's not funny. This is like a conversation between us. Where you laugh at every shit thing I say. See?
There's something else I've been dying to ask you. What's in the lambskin?
My brother.
Your brother! What is he, a midget?
No, we're twins.
So what happened to somebody shrinking?
No, he's deformed. Frank, he looks like a squashed octopus. I'm gonna die giving birth to us. He was attached to my right side. They wouldn't let us go to school or anything. They kept us hidden. We were the big family secret. Everybody hated us except our aunt. See, he likes dark. He doesn't like to be seen, not even by me sometimes. And you know what else?
I'm a really bad actor.
I just hear whispering in my brain. Sometimes he talks for hours.
Maybe he actually talks like that in real life and you're just being really mean.
Yeah? Could I have a Big Mac and fries, please?
Since we've been separated, I can't do it anymore, but he can still do it to me. In fact,
Wiggy McWiggison seems to like it.
Always knows what I'm thinking.
Yeah, she does.
They didn't want him to live. But he fooled him. He didn't die. He just got stronger. Oh, if he only knew what it was like. Dwayne and I kept hidden from everyone. We're both of us so messed up. I don't know which one of us is worse.
Dwayne? No! No!
I really like this guy. He's got a really good face. He looks like one of those guys that was in like all those sort of 1950s educational films.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He's got an awesome comb over.
He does. Perry comb over. Yeah, that was a joke.
The boy is how old now? 12? You mean boys. There are two. Boys. Yes, of course.
Yeah, we'll
start. Back it in.
And just how long have you actually tutored the child? Children, I've been with them since they were born. As their aunt, I'm sure you're doing what you think best.
That's an attractive memory that she's
got. I've
got
a copy of your teaching certificate.
She looks a bit like Tina Fey.
Board's report. However, the state
like, in fact, if Tina Fey was Dwayne, she'd be like Tina Fey's Belial.
I like Tina Fey.
Yeah, me too. Or say if Tina Fey was Tom Cruise in Rain Man, she would be Dustin Hoffman.
Digby would like to contribute to the podcast.
I think we should discuss this downstairs.
I ate too much pizza.
You ate so much?
Yeah, I'm really full.
It's alright, the cat ate the rest, so you can't indulge in the leftovers.
I'm wearing Wednesday socks.
It's Friday!
I know. It's okay, I put them on Wednesday. That's not true.
Child.
But yeah, he's got a really good face and a good voice. Like,
he's quite a commanding presence.
Yeah.
And he's not the best actor, obviously, but he's quite a
handsome.
He's quite grand. I'm gesticulating wildly, and nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I know. Digby knows.
Digby does know.
Digby doesn't care, though.
Digby's the cat, by the way.
They don't share organs or
bones.
Wait, is it?
You know that. They don't know.
Oh, right, yeah. Is Digby the one in the basket? Are you in the basket, Digby? Are you in the duffel bag?
No, God, no!
Belial's eyes change colour?
I don't know.
I don't remember them being so, like, Jeff Farhey blue. Like, in the present time.
Okay, if you were him,
who?
And you had a Belial growing out of you, would you be so resistant to surgery?
Yeah.
Or would you be like, fucking bring it on, man?
I think I would, because, like, you'd have a bit of a bond, wouldn't you?
Well, a bit of a bond, yeah.
A bit of a bond.
A lot of a physical bond, I would say.
But, like, they've got that whole emotional bond as well. I don't understand why a doctor is assisting a vet. At all.
No, but it's not. It's kind of weird. He's missing his middle finger.
Maybe it just broke off during filming.
Probably. But we can't afford a new one.
Can't afford a new finger.
I think that's what it would sound like.
Yeah. I do. That's what everything sounds like.
I think it might be time to pause it briefly for a cigarette.
Okay.
Since we've not said anything about film for a little while.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. We're going to pause this.
But you won't know because we're not actually going to like pause it and walk away.
We could. We could just leave Matt.
Matt and Digby can man the podcast while we're having a cigarette. How do you feel about that?
Ambivalent.
I think we should probably pause.
Digby's not enjoying my foot in his face.
I can't imagine he would. Especially if you've had those socks on since Wednesday.
I haven't really. That was a joke. Okay, let's go do that then. I'll press pause now.
Oh, wait.
Now. So we're back from our break. But you wouldn't know that because no time has passed for you. It's like that bit in Back to the Future where he sends the dog a minute into...
And they go and have a smoke and get more drinks.
That's what happened in Back to the Future, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, excuse me. So we're sort of approaching toward the end of this film now, aren't we?
Getting there, yeah. How long is it?
90 minutes ish. 87, something like that.
I can't even see it.
Might not be on there.
don't think it is.
But it's something like that.
Rex Reed says Basket Case is the sickest movie I've ever seen.
Well, he's obviously not seen
lots of movies.
Yeah. Who is Rex Reed? Is he the guy in Empire Records?
That's Rex Manning. Oh, poor old Belial.
Well, his finger's back there, it's fine.
It might be his hand.
Don't cheapen this.
Don't cheapen this.
I was quoting Space.
What's your favourite? He does look like a 50s era actor, doesn't he?
He really does. I wonder if he is.
Maybe. Back when he had a full head of hair.
Yeah. Like, he sort of reminds me. Not really, but do you know the actor who's in whatever Herschel Gordon Lewis film? Who's like, this looks like one of those long, hard ones. Can't remember what film that is. I think it's Blood Feast.
No. I'm not saying it's not Blood Feast, I just don't remember.
It is Blood Feast.
I just don't remember.
Well, like one of the cops in Blood Feast. He reminds me of him.
Why don't I own Blood Feast? Why don't I own it?
Why don't you own Blood Feast?
I don't know.
You've got the other three in the, well, two in the trilogy, haven't you? And you've got Wizard of Gore. And Gogo Girls? You've got Gogo Girls?
I've got Wizard of Gore and the remake, I think, somewhere.
I like the remake. If you put Jeff Combs and... God damn it, Wayne, if that's you down there, you're and Crispin Glover in a film together, I'm going to like it.
And Suicide Girls.
Kit Pardue. I like Kit Pardue.
What else has he done, though?
I don't know. I saw him in something.
Rules of Attraction, I think.
Yeah, he was. Who was he in Rules of Attraction?
The kind of douchebag boyfriend who went travelling.
Is that him?
Yeah, I think so.
He looks very different, then, if that's him.
I think it was him.
He looks a lot broader in the... In the Wizard of Gore.
I don't remember him from anything else.
That shot almost makes him look like Frankenstein in like the Hammer Frankenstein films. That angle. But it's gone now.
Have you seen any of the Hammer films since they kind of reformed the studio?
No.
No, I haven't. I've got Wakewood. I haven't watched it yet though.
I think I saw, because they had that web series, Beyond the Rave. I think I saw one of them. Or like a trailer for it or something.
Mm.
But yeah, no. Wives. Ow! You said in a flat nail.
If it was upright, maybe, but...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure like standing on a stick or brick would hurt more.
Even like a Lego.
You know, a Lego would hurt more.
Legos hurt a lot.
So, oh no, wait, sticker, what am I thinking of? I think I'm confusing sticker bricks and Duplo.
Sticker bricks. Duplo's the big Lego. Love that. Reminds me of Wrong Turn 2.
I love Wrong Turn 2.
Me too. But sticker bricks are the ones that are all
spiky.
Yeah, lots of little pokey bits.
Duplo's just like the
big Lego.
Retarded Lego.
Yeah, we don't say retarded.
Well, we don't say retarded.
No.
Special Lego.
That's just as bad. Spegler.
Remedial Lego.
You're a lost cause.
She's got quite the selection in lovely movies.
She does. She's like a cow. Everyone thinks Belial is dead now and we'll let them safer that way. But I'm here now to take care of you. Both of you. He's got some very nice jeans.
Art thou afraid? No, monster, not I. Be not afraid. The isle is full of noises, sounds, and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometimes voices that if I then had waked after long sleep will make me sleep again.
I wonder if anyone's ever written Basket Case slash fiction.
Do you know, I'd be surprised if they hadn't. I think I'd be more shocked if nobody had. The internet's a weird place.
It is a weird place.
I don't ever want to read it if it does exist.
Have you ever read this slash fiction?
I'm not sure. Probably, out of curiosity, but I can't remember if I have.
I don't think I have.
I'd be surprised if I hadn't, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But none springs to mind. I'm sorry if I got that drunk, I'd well have forgotten that in the pub. The amount of umbrellas I've left.
Well, how many umbrellas do you carry your brother around in? Exactly. No fume. No fruit, no fume in the Josh Brolin Hotel.
Or James Brolin. Whatever you fancy.
The Diane Lane Hotel. Okay, baby. What are we looking at on the screen?
I don't know, actually.
Lots of faces.
Computer. You tell me. It's some kind of bobbing apples.
Oh, yeah, that'll be what it is.
I would say. But creepy bobbing apples.
Yeah, okay.
Who the fuck would go to that much effort?
People? Americans?
True.
Americans love effort and that.
Effort and that.
Yeah.
Halloween. They just love Halloween.
They do love
it's
Halloween.
It's creeping in over here.
It is. It's been slowly creeping in since I was a young'un.
Mm.
So since you were about 20.
Fuck you. Since you were a young'un. See, he almost forgot.
Almost. So, yeah, the acting of this is really poor.
Poor?
Poor.
Don't do it.
What's in the box? Yeah, it is, though, isn't it? But it's...
Well, yeah.
It's shot really lovely.
Well, it was low budget, I mean. But, I mean, the acting is... almost in keeping. It's all on a par, so it doesn't feel incongruous when one actor's worse than the other, because they're all quite shit.
They are. No one's good.
No.
Apart from the guy that plays Belial.
He's awesome.
He is. He's brilliant.
Where's his Emmy?
Yeah. He was actually 6'7".
Is he?
Yeah, but he acted
small.
He did
a good job, yeah.
He acted like a short, deformed man. It's actually played by the guy that played Tiny in Devil's Rejects.
Okay.
The one who was in Bubble Boy. He's a really tall, sort of slopey head guy.
Really tall, sort of slopey head guy.
You know the one I mean.
I don't.
You know, the really tall sort of guy with
a
slurpy
head. She doesn't
have
jazz legs anymore.
She doesn't. The jazz is off. They're like morose ballad legs. I don't even know what that means. Can you get a morose ballad?
Aren't most ballads kind of a bit morose?
Don't know.
Or am I confusing morose with shit?
Ballads are mint, especially the power variety.
Power ballads are awesome. Well, I'm talking like ballady boy band ballads, kind of.
But a ballad, a power ballad, is still a ballad.
I don't like the word ballad. The more you say it,
is it like tabard?
I don't like the word tabard. Either.
Power tabard.
What would a power tabard entail?
I don't know. Pinch harmonics and
that.
Like.
Is that a power tabard?
That's not a tabard, is it? That's just a t-shirt or a nightie. They were a bit stuck there, weren't they? She obviously had a good night with Dwayne.
Or a hungry bomb.
Yeah. Bit of a Basic Instinct moment there. Is it Basic Instinct?
Yeah, Sharon Stone.
Yeah. I get all those films mixed up.
Basic Instinct.
All two of them.
Basic Instinct, Basket Case. Two of a kind, really.
They've almost got the same initials.
There's a B there. Shut it.
Yeah, there is.
No, he's still missing that finger.
He is.
Like a motel, right?
Yeah.
Or a hotel.
No, it's I think a motel is a place where they've got like separate cabins.
Okay.
I think
so. This is a hotel.
Yeah.
So
or
why
a boarding
do they,
house.
Why do they all seem to be permanent residents?
Well, you get permanent residents in hotels in America, like a boarding house.
Like a hostel.
Yeah. I like that clock.
Matches our t-shirt.
It's only half two. Oh, it's half two. It's quite late.
Yeah, not the afternoon.
Isn't that Dwayne's room? Lucky number seven.
How the chuff does he actually fit in there?
It's like a TARDIS.
Oh, grim.
They look pretty clean. Maybe he's going to sell them on the internet. Not on eBay. On eBay. eBay is the one where you sell your dirty pants. Not where you sell yours. But...
people sell them on eBay.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were allowed.
You know what? I shouldn't... I don't know... Right, I don't...
I just throw in.
But you can. There are, like, listings on eBay for, like, well-worn shit. Private listing. You've got to be quite careful about it. But I know a girl that paid her way through uni doing that.
Well, yeah. Me and one of my ex-girlfriends... We would do that. But not on eBay. We'd do it through other websites. It's a con. I would wear the pants sometimes.
Come on. Let's get this over
with. But we made a decent chunk of change.
Why don't more people do that?
I don't know.
People, mostly, I think
look,
it's shoes.
Her name's Cutter. Isn't that a funny joke?
An animal doctor.
Most people, I think, sell shoes on eBay.
Mm.
Like, well-worn shoes.
Well, we got the idea when said ex-girlfriend was selling some shoes and she got, like, a dirty message from an eBayer saying, will you send me a picture of you in these shoes and then I'll buy them? And we were like, well, no, that's gross. And then we were like, well, yeah, that's loads of money.
So, tell me about your cat. You said on the phone he's badly cut.
Yes, on his side.
Okay, let's take him into the next room.
Okay, let's take him in to the room where we learn how to act.
I doubt it.
Just sit him there on the table.
See?
Well then, let's take a look at him.
Only it's not a cat.
I
think I should explain how he got his cut before you see him. Another vet, Dr. Liftlander, operated on him upstate unsuccessfully.
Dr. Liftlander?
She looks a bit like...
No,
She looks a little bit like Sigourney Weaver.
She does. In a wig. Are they all wearing wigs in this?
Yeah.
That's very wiggy.
The freak we separated. What a pleasant surprise after all these years. You seem to have gone to a great deal of trouble to find me. The question is why. I would assume it's to thank me.
To thank you?
To murderize you.
After all, I made you normal, didn't I?
You did it to kill my brother!
Oh, dear.
Matt. The cat's eating goblins off the
carpet. I'm not going to
sort it
out. What's in the
A lot of the being attacked by Belial involves just sort of standing there and taking it.
Yeah. He must have like superhuman strength.
Is it the same nurse?
As if you wouldn't go, that sounds troubling, I'm gonna go in there.
Well, no, because she's a vet, it could just be a cat making that noise.
I don't know any cat that made that noise.
Really?
Really?
Her name's Dr. Cutter. And what she did was...
I get it.
Cut them in half.
I get it.
It's a clever...
It's not.
It is.
I get it.
Dr. Felicity J. Slicington. Other bits.
If you're not watching, to the face.
Yeah. It reminds me of that bit, is it in Toxicomander 4, where the guy gets all the syringes in his face, and he's like, now I've got AIDS! She's got a set of lungs on her.
Chill.
Deaded.
No, she isn't.
She's chilling. She's on ice.
Oh, it's Wiggy. Wiggy's back.
Everyone's Wiggy.
Apart from him.
Oh, God, we're going something awful to happen.
I wonder if that's just like a Jackie O wig.
I heard the police all morning.
The police?
Dr. Needleman's been murdered. They found his body sometime last night.
They don't think that you...
Oh, no, of course not. It's so awful.
She also reminds me a little bit of Sarah Chalk.
I mean,
really?
I didn't like
a little
man,
bit. In that way, at least.
Maybe
him.
A tiny bit.
I'm a wreck. I need to be with someone.
Like if Sarah Chalk got turned into a rat and then got turned back, but was still a little bit ratty.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. Ratty and wiggy.
Yeah.
We're really not selling this woman.
I don't know why.
Well, we're not up pimps. It's not up to us.
...the way you acted yesterday, but I just... You're the first person I thought of. The only person I thought of.
Idiot.
Come on. Come on, upstairs.
I do love his hair. He kind of looks like Bob Ross's illegitimate son.
Like the love child of Bob Ross and Kevin Keegan.
Yes. If that were possible.
You just get it together and like mix it in a glass.
They saw how bad I was taking it. I don't
understand
why
I'm so sick.
Turkey
basted
it up. And I don't know why I've been thinking of
I'm sure that's like a woman's haircut though, right?
Well, do you know who else he looks a little bit like? Topher Grace.
No.
Yeah, he's got a Topher Grace thing about him. Look, right there.
No. No, I don't see it. Do we really need the close-up?
I think we can get closer, frankly.
I'd really rather not. Oh, I don't like rapey Belial.
Why not?
I really don't like this bit.
What's wrong with Rapey Belial?
What's right with Rapey Belial?
This isn't the rapey bit, is it? He doesn't rape me until later.
It's not far off, though.
Because he's doing the running down the street naked.
Yeah, but according to you, there's like 13 minutes left, so it's not far off.
What if her boob was like her Belial? And it was like, yeah!
Totally different film.
Yeah. Yeah! I don't know why we made that noise. It's a gangster from the 30s.
Well,
she was like, let me out, let me out. And then she's like, wait, no, I'm out. I made the wrong decision.
Like so many women, so fickle. I'm sorry, I think I'd be like, okay, backheading, emotional as fuck, dodged a bullet.
Yeah, but with her, like, who knows what she's got going on underneath that wig? Maybe she's got, like, some sort of cancer and has, like, a week to live.
I'm sure there are other blokes.
In New York, there's, like, six.
Really?
Yeah. The great...
I'm sure there's more than that at the Hotel James Brolin.
But the Hotel Josh Brolin has, like, I don't know. You see the guys in there. Out of all of them, who would you pick? Or would you les off with jazz legs?
Him. Right there.
He almost looks handsome there, doesn't he? He's lit very well. He's not got a finger in the stop motion stuff as well.
Rapey, rapey.
Yeah. Do you think they made him by taking a mould of his face?
I don't know.
Because they're meant to be twins, aren't they? Mm. That would make
sense.
They don't
look very alike.
Do they not? No. They've both got that stumpish charm. But yeah, I'd assume that they made a mould of Kevin...
Keegan?
No, his real name's Kevin something. Isn't it? Kevin Williamson, as well.
Kevin, oh god, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that at the moment.
Smith. It's not Smith.
Don't make me out to be a total dummy, seriously.
Let's have a go.
Hentenrick.
Van Hentenrick. Kevin Van Hentenrick.
I can't think of any other one.
Hentenrick.
Mike.
Hinton Wright.
Who knows?
Yeah. But I'm assuming they made a mold of his face. And that's how it came out. All of it. They CGI'd the arms out of the side of his head.
Look at all like him though.
It does in some of the shots, like the close ups just then. Had a similar nose. But bearing in mind, like, head moulds. Oh, here we get to see his wang.
I don't want to see his wang!
But he's there. Bobbing around. Bobbing around in the streets of New York. Look, he's ripped. He's ripped. He's buff. He's waggling around. How could you ever say no?
Oh, believe me, I'd find a way.
You'd say that, but as soon as you got out the door, you'd be banging on it again.
Let me out! Let me in! He runs like a total retard as well. I've got to stop saying retard, haven't I?
You did it a little bit.
Last one was the racist cast. This is the... I can't even say a word. It's just going to be offensive if I say it. Oh, God.
The disablism cast. You can say disablism.
I'm just going to stop talking.
That makes for a very boring rest of the podcast.
I'm pretty sure it's been boring for most people already.
I'm having a great time.
123 minutes of boring, if you aren't.
123 minutes.
Okay. Math fail.
1 hour plus 23 equals 123. Just 1 hour plus 23 minutes. 123. What are you about?
I'm just going to sit this one out. I'll let you finish up.
That's what she said.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like it.
To be you.
Yeah. You ready for some Belial knob?
No.
Floppy, floppy Belial knob.
Never ready for that.
She's got good boobs for a girl in a wig.
Do girls in wigs traditionally not have good boobs?
I don't know. Have you ever seen a girl in a wig? Would I know if I had ever seen a girl in a wig?
I don't know.
How often do you see girls in wigs?
Well, it's Halloween tomorrow, probably a lot.
Yeah, but like, it's not Halloween in New York in 1982.
It might be.
And why are people so freaked out about Belial?
How the fuck is she not woken up yet?
I like the sort of prerequisite, like, boob touching. Right now, we're going to have sex. That's how it works with me. It's like, foreplay's
done. 10 seconds of foreplay.
Let's get it on.
Let's do this. Her eyes even open a bit. Seriously, come on.
Because she's having pleasures. Forbidden sexy pleasure. With the Belial willy. Look how real New York is out there. She look at his face there.
I guess so.
But not there. It's like they had a bunch of different Belials. Maybe he was never meant to have a finger.
I guess not.
Well, she died of having a hand in her face for a bit. That happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is so sexy. Why is there blood coming out of Viva J?
That just sounds like Matt when he's drunk.
How many wig-wearing ladies have you killed by putting your hand in their face while you're drunk, Matt?
Too many to count.
He obviously can.
God damn
Because he did.
Is this what I have to worry about every time I find a girl I like climbing on top of her? If I ever get my hands on you again, I'll kill you. I swear to God, I'll kill you.
You could stay here.
First girl I ever kissed, you destroy her.
See, look. She came out of that apartment and then went to that one. Oh, it's about to end. We're really, really near the end. Hey.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's kind of a bastard, really.
Well, no, he's...
Like, he's had a tough life.
Yeah.
Bless him, but he's kind of a dick.
Well, that's what happens. That's why the youth is like they are. What they is.
The youth.
The youths.
Oh, you did not just say youth.
I did. It's my acting career. It's really far away.
And now it's falling.
Oh.
It's all Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin's a pretty good actor, isn't he?
Not
what?
In Jonah Hex.
I've not seen Jonah Hex.
I haven't either, but I've heard really not positive things, shall we say.
What have I seen him in? He's in Death Wiggle. The Rodriguez one.
Planet Terror.
Yeah. Death Wiggle.
Death Wiggle.
He's okay in that, but he's sort of hamming it up, isn't he? On Point
Plus.
Yeah.
The only thing I can actually remember him being in that I actually like is Best Laid Plans.
I think I've seen that. Is it about mice and men? Is about plans getting a glare.
The film's ending. We should talk about the film.
What film?
It's a film. The film that we've been
commentating.
But not really. He ain't dead though.
He ain't.
One of them is. Well, wait, no.
No.
No, neither of them are.
How would they be? How would either of them be dead?
They fell. They're not dead though.
They're not dead. And they look pretty dead.
They do look dead.
But you've seen Crank? Because
yes.
Something happens.
He ain't dead.
He is not dead.
Should be.
I hope they make Crank 3 soon. So, Battle
Face. I like the Crank
films. I do too.
They're so shit, but they're such a guilty pleasure.
They are.
So the film's over.
Yeah, it is. I like that film.
I like that film. Is that just going to be our little drunken wrap up? He's good.
The last one ended with me just going, bye.
And me doing that.
Yeah. And I was giving out a certain horror person's email address and phone number.
Did we? We didn't give away a phone number, did we?
Well, the phone number didn't work, did it?
We did try ringing it.
Yeah, we did.
Did we really give out his email address?
I think we started to do it. Did that just, was that dedicated to Herschel Gordon Lewis?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I never knew that. Well, the film's over.
It is.
That font's terrible.
It's not good.
It's really sort of...
Well, there's something weird video on it. Really proper basic jobs.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of special features on there.
Let's have a look at what the special features are.
Special video short in search of the actual James Brolin.
Oh, nice. I wonder if that's like a prequel or a post-quel. Sequel.
A post-quel.
The post-call is totally
this shit up.
Okay.
Basket case, it's good.
Basket case. Duffel bag case. It's
suitcase
fun.
Suitcase case.
Yeah. If you want to, like, tell us we're dicks for rambling over really good films like this.
Please don't.
Send us an email to a podcast at
GorePress. No, don't send us an email. We already know we're dicks.
Yeah, but if you want
to
tell us...
We don't need to be told by strangers.
If you want to tell us something interesting about Basket Case that we didn't mention...
Well, yeah, no.
Like anything.
Like yeah.
If you want to talk about Basket Case, if you want to just mention Basket Case...
More than we did.
Just send an email that says Basket Case in it to podcast at goldfresh.com, and we will yeah.
Or at Bryn.
it's B dot. Is that 1604? 1604. It was like 1604339 something. Yeah. Sarah's having a Halloween party tomorrow. You're all invited.
No!
Sorry, it's not going to be on the internet for months.
Okay, that's all right then. So in January, I'm going to have a bunch of people turn up.
Yeah.
All three people that listen to this.
We heard you having a Halloween party tomorrow. January, that doesn't even work. Right, this is done. Thanks for listening, if you made it this far. If you didn't, then we hate you. What's in the
basket? If you did, I kind of hate you. It's not worth it, really.
Yeah, turn back. Right. Ciao's.
Bye-bye.
What's in the basket? Oh. Oh. Shit. Oh, no.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think.